The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Coming this summer to a theater near you, it's the feel-good hit of the year. Julia Roberts as the toothy brunette who can't drive.
Aww.
Cassie from today's Second Date Update, and Richard Gere as Ross, the angry man who got rear-ended, star in this feel-good classic. Accidentally Yours.
Oh,
coming soon. Don't miss this hit. If you don't know why I did that, in today's Second Date Update, Cassie is on the phone and she wants to call a guy that she met after she rear-ended him in traffic. Basically, he just yelled at her for a minute. Then she started to cry, and then he did like a double take and was like, "Whoa, you're beautiful. We should go out on a date."
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like a bad romantic comedy, but that's how it worked out for her. And then they went out and walked around for a little while. That was the date.
Yeah.
They just walked around. She said they had a great time and she can't understand why he's not calling her back. She even invited him up to her place for a drink and he said no, and that's the last that she's heard from him.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for you, you know? Like, you had so many high hopes, it sounds like, for this one.
I did, mainly because I thought we got along really well.
And it kind of feels like fate the way you met, you know?
Yeah.
Like you were meant to get in an accident that day so you could meet the love of your life.
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone and figure out why he's not calling you back, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ross, please?
Yeah, this is Ross.
Hey, Ross, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
What radio? I'm not familiar.
It's a morning radio program where we talk in between, like, songs and stuff.
It's really on any radio that has a FM dial.
Yeah, you ever heard it?
That
was a stupid question because you obviously haven't heard it.
Yeah.
See how good
good
he
point.
Is?
Okay. What do you want?
Well, I want to talk to you because one of our listeners emailed us about you.
I don't know what that means.
You went out on a date with a girl named Cassie recently.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's a positive review already, Ross.
And Cassie emailed us because she said she really enjoyed going on a walk with you and thought that you enjoyed it too, but now you're not calling her back, so she's wondering why.
Why are you, I mean, you sound really not into Cassie at all.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, do you mind telling us why?
Well, we're kind of in like a legal dispute at the moment.
You talking about the car accident?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know about that?
Well, she told us how you guys met, how she hit your car and then you got out and yelled at her and then stopped and told her she was beautiful and asked her out.
And why would there be a legal dispute? It sounds like she rear-ended you. It was her fault.
Yeah, I don't think I should really go into details or talk about it.
Okay.
Well, okay, so forget the legal thing. Forget the car accident. Let's just focus on the date. Did you not enjoy spending time with her?
Not particularly, no.
Really?
What?
Didn't you guys? I mean, she told us that you held hands. Like, holding hands is pretty intimate.
Well, yeah, I mean, she asked me to hold her hand when we crossed the street. I don't know if that's romantic or not.
So it wasn't like you grabbed her hand and held on to it as a romantic gesture.
No, I didn't pull like a Cary Grant or something. I'm like, yeah, she said, hey, can you hold my hand while I cross the street? And I was like, all right, whatever.
What?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
It's kind of weird, though. Like, is she scared to cross the street?
I think she was trying to flirt.
How do you go from getting in a car accident and being so stunned by her beauty that now you sound like you can't stand her? How does that happen?
First of all, I'm not sure if I was stunned by her beauty. She was crying so much and freaking out that I was trying to do anything to get her to calm down. And I felt really bad because I just yelled at her like a crazy person. So I just said something.
So you just said you're beautiful because you thought that that's what every woman wants to hear and it'll calm her down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you didn't want to go out on a date with her? Why even go?
Well, I did want to go on a date.
Oh, you did?
After I calmed down, I thought, she's actually pretty cute. But then I went out on the date and I thought, oh my God, this is a terrible idea.
What was so terrible about it? Because according to her, there was like nothing really interesting. You just walked around and from her perspective, enjoyed each other's company.
Yeah, we walked around, but then she like, I don't know, within 5-10 minutes of the date, she starts making jokes about how the wreck was partially my fault.
Really?
Okay, so she's joking.
Yeah, and I was like, ha ha ha, funny. And then she came up again, and it came up again, and she just kept joking about it as if she was trying to convince me that the wreck was my fault through these lame jokes. And I'm like, what is happening? And it got me really frustrated, and I really didn't like it. And I was getting really annoyed, and I was starting to get that feeling back when I was yelling at her when she was really annoyed. I didn't want to do that.
Because you didn't want to go off on her again during your little date.
Yeah, by the end of it, I was really, really trying to hold it together. And then she asked me up to her place, and I was like, absolutely not. So I said, no, thank you, and went home and just yelled into a pillow.
Wow. She can really get you fired up. I mean, there could be some passion there that you're missing out on.
No. And then, to make matters worse, when I get home, I see an email from her insurance company saying that they are disputing whose fault the accident was.
What?
So but that might not be her. That may just be her insurance company.
Maybe. But she was joking about it, and then I found that out. Yeah. So I want nothing to do with her.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate because she is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you right now. So.
Hey, Ross.
Oh, my God.
I was just joking. I thought it was funny, you know?
Yeah, maybe one time would have been funny, but 6, 7, 8, however many times it kept coming up, it wasn't funny. It was annoying.
It was not that frequent. And you know that. It was not that frequent. I mean, maybe I just read that you thought it was funny. I mean, come on. Like, people get wrecks all the time. And it's kind of funny that it played out this way. I thought it would be funny to, like, say that's how we met, you know?
Yeah, it's how we met, but you're getting the facts wrong, okay? It wasn't my fault. You rear-ended me. It was clearly your fault.
I mean, it was kind of your fault.
Oh, wow.
Like,
No, it wasn't. There was no kinda. There was zero fault on my. You rear-ended me. That's how that works.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Like, you know you were trying to hit me. I mean, a little part of you did want to hit me. Like, what's
Are you crazy?
I saw. I remember when you look in the rear-view mirror and there was a face and then, like, I'm in the back of your car.
See, these are the kind of jokes that annoyed me on the date and that you're still doing them.
Ross, are you sure that you didn't see a cute girl in your rearview mirror and slam on your brakes just hoping that her car would end up in the back of yours?
Right? I mean, I thought it was kind of charming.
I see what you're doing. You are trying to get me angry again like you did before, and that's why I stopped the date.
Aw, I mean, you thought I was beautiful and I cried, right?
Yeah, you're a very pretty girl. That's correct. That's good for you.
Yeah.
This is not a game, okay? This is a legal matter. There are repercussions coming. This is not funny, okay? Stop trying to play it off like we're teenagers.
Come on, Ross. I mean, we all have to admit, it's not all black and white. Sometimes there's a gray area, and sometimes, you know, like, we all have to take a little bit of the blame, you know? It's not that.
No, that's not how life works. That's not how that works at all. We live in a society with laws. Certain people are at fault and at certain incidences, and you are not getting it.
No, oh Cassie's God. Just messing. Cassie's trolling you now, Ross. You realize that, right?
Yeah, you're all trolling me. You're all crazy.
You're kind of funny when you're mad, though, Ross. I mean, I kind of get where it's a little fun.
Why is everyone laughing? I'm losing my mind over here, and you guys are having a great old time.
You're just getting so upset. I mean, she's just joking with you.
And that's the point. It is not a laughing matter. Okay? This is not funny.
No.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because you're getting so mad and you don't have to.
I'm getting mad because you hit me and you're not admitting it. And now I'm having to fight about it with insurance companies.
Oh, Roz, stop focusing on that stuff. The courts are going to handle it. Let's just focus on you and me and the good time we had.
There is no you and me. You and me aren't. That doesn't happen.
It can happen, Ross, if you'll go out with her again. Will you go out with Cassie?
That is not going to happen.
Come on, one more time. Just go out with Cassie and we'll pay for your second date.
Pay for a second date so you can make fun of me all over again on the radio? I don't think so.
Come on, Ross.
I will side with him a little bit where I'm sure you're having to spend a lot of time on the phone with insurance companies, and that can be a little upsetting.
You don't have to talk to them. You could talk to me.
I'm talking to you right now, and it's not going well for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.